another beautiful day here for sure.
I think Sedona is, I love Sedona. I can't even tell you how many times I've been there, but over 20 times. But Sedona is one of the most beautiful places, and so opposite the feeling of the jungles and the ocean of Maui, because you're in the high desert at 4,000 feet, and those truly magical red rocks that are present there are just so beautiful to see. And I never, ever tire of the beauty of the red rocks of Sedona.
Oh, absolutely. Me neither. I've been living here full-time for 4 years, and I don't think I'll ever get used to it. It's just, it's so beautiful. And every time you look at it at the same view, it will, like every single time, it will look different.
That's
every
true. The light. Time. The light always changes, yeah. And that it's so lovely, the way the different light and the shadows. I've taken thousands of pictures of those red rocks of Sedona. I just recently actually ordered the IMAX video of Sedona. Have you seen the IMAX version on video of Sedona? It was done all by airplane, and it's absolutely mind-boggling.
Really?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I have not. I'm actually... Now we're really excited about seeing it.
Yeah, you got to see it. Great music, and it was done for showing in IMAX, so really well done. Now, Daniel, you have One Tribe Tours, and I love what you created with One Tribe Tours because the concept behind it is so beautiful, and I think it actually is enhanced by the fact that you have a very interesting history. You were born in Russia, I guess the southern part of Russia, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And down to above Chechnya, about 200 or 300 miles above Chechnya?
Yeah, where I'm from is it's the area between the Black and Caspian Seas. It's called the North Caucasus. And that region by itself is approximately the size of the state of California.
Wow.
So it's a good sized area. And
yeah.
Saying like between the two seas, but it's about 7 hours to either one of them.
Interesting.
So, 7 hour drive. And yeah, the area is really beautiful. It's not very far from the country of Georgia, which is in the South Caucasus.
Uh huh.
And the troubled region of Chechnya is not so far. Actually, these days they're saying it's becoming really, really calm and quiet there. I'm very, very happy to. Find out about that it's definitely all that trouble seems to be leaving Chechnya behind. So
you decided, and you were part of a program where through school you were able to come and spend time in America and learn English when you were in high school, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, and that was a wonderful experience, which I absolutely recommend to everybody. I mean, that's just such a great thing to send your kids over to another country. And back then it was 1995, there was no internet. My connection with my family was just I sent them I would print out photos at a pharmacy, put them in an envelope.
Wow.
Send them there and hope that they will make it. And you know, Russian mail is not very reliable, though it's definitely better than in many, many other countries, but still, it's not everything got delivered.
So as a foreign exchange student, where were you staying in America at that time?
I was in New Jersey at that time.
Oh, New Jersey!
Half of the time, yeah, I stayed in Princeton, New Jersey. I went to Princeton High School. And
wow, well, that's a wonderful, Princeton's a great, you know, of course, that's near Princeton College and everything, yeah.
Yeah, very nice little town, and the second half of the year I was in a little town across from northeast Philadelphia, still on the New Jersey side of the Delaware River.
And then
little tiny town called Palmyra.
And then after, you were an exchange student for how long?
For a year,
and then went back, and was it hard going back to the other lifestyle after being in America for a year?
Yeah, it's definitely really different in many ways, and of course it took a little bit of adjustment. But I think it's still not as difficult as probably, because I mean I still had all this. It's not like I had to learn the language or anything, but I did come back with an American accent. that was really funny. My parents were like, "Get out of here! You can't speak Russian anymore. What happened to you?" And you know, they're looking at their own son, and I'm you know, I speak like an American with that, you know, that really pretty thick accent. Kind of, I think, very similar to what my accent is speaking English right now.
That's like interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It did go away in about 2 weeks.
Now, I know that both you and I agree that travel is one of the best ways to actually break down separation between people. When we travel, we learn that at heart, we are all the same. At heart and soul, we're all one. And it's just sometimes the governments and political differences really can separate people. But you did decide to come back to America, and when you came back 4 years ago, was it difficult to make the arrangements to come back, to move here?
Well, no, I came to Sedona 4 years ago. I came to the States 12 years
ago. Oh, 12 years ago. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Long time ago.
I did live in New York before. And, yeah, it was really, really, really helpful, very, very... I was very happy to find myself here versus staying in Russia, where I would have to go to the army, and back then that Chechen war, which I already mentioned earlier, was actually going on. And yeah, it's definitely it was a very good move,
Daniel.
Right,
a
yeah,
good move.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you moved to Sedona, and I mean there is something in Sedona that is just truly enchanting. And I know many people like you have gone there and just said, I have to stay. And that happened to you. And what you've created was One Tribe Tours. And what's your website for One Tribe Tours?
It's just www.onetribetours.com.
OneTribeTours.com. And it's a nice, lovely site, and it tells about the different tours and even retreats that you offer. Now, as many people who know Sedona realize that it's considered to be a very sacred spiritual spot, and one of the big things people go there for are tours of the vortexes. And I loved on your website at OneTribeTours.com how you described the vortexes. Actually, and I've read books about this, and I thought you described the vortex, power of the vortex, and one of the best descriptions I've ever heard of what a vortex is. So, you know, kind of...
Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because you combined something that was so true about how there are sacred spots and spots of pilgrimage, and you combine that with the power of the earth in this place. And maybe you can describe a little bit what a vortex is to our audience.
Sure. Well, a vortex... In general, it's just, well, here, I mean, it's a really popular term here in Sedona, and a lot of people use it back and forth. Having that definition behind the word, or not necessarily so, but definitely it's always about the specific location that has a stronger energy flow. It may have certain sensations, and they're really different in nature, and that's why it's really hard to give more specific definition, you know, in a short way. It's just, I can just say that there are multiple different kinds, and they will feel different, but the best instrument to really explore them is your own body. That's
yes,
the best tool that we have, and that's you know, the vortexes of Sedona. To me, it's well, the whole area of Sedona to me is like one big vortex,
mm-hmm.
And but different spots, they have differently, significantly different feel to them, and
mm-hmm.
They produce different effects on people.
I know that you teach Kundalini yoga as well, and you have opportunities on the tours you do, where you take people on personalized small tours, which is the kind of tours I love, and then you let them be able to do yoga out at these spots so they can get in tune with that energy, which is a lovely idea of going out to some of these powerful spots and doing yoga out there.
Oh, absolutely. And even if you don't do a full Kundalini yoga class, I always recommend that at least we do a little bit of Kundalini yoga warm-ups just to open up our chakras, our energy centers, so we can be more receptive and more open, and get the most benefit out of our experience that I've been in those locations.
You also do private tours and retreats. You do retreats for people that last, I think, is it 1 day, 2 days, and 3 days that you offer?
Everything. I mean, it's whatever people desire, whatever people need, and of course, it depends on the goals. Sometimes, you know, it's good to set the point of, you know, like whatever the goal is in general, whether it's to fix some, you know, certain issues like relationships, maybe just self-empowerment, healing trauma, healing on the physical level, and we go from there. You know, I really have a great time personalizing. I really enjoy working with people and then go with the flow, because it's just sometimes, you know, one thing leads to another, and we just, I don't like to be very, you know, just stuck, okay, this is the, you know, we go just point by point with this. I like to be able to, you know, switch around, and in addition to doing all these different practices that assist, you know, all the spiritual practices such as, you know, meditation and yoga, nature really, really helps here.
It does. It absolutely really, really enhances does. It. And it sounds like, you know, you do so much what I love. I don't like to be on a big tour bus, and I don't like those pink Jeep tours, and I don't like, you know, places, you know, things that are noisy and out of tune. I like a personalized tour, and in fact, so much so that when I was talking to you, you're going to be one of our handful of very first Travel Angel ambassadors. So people will be able to, once I get my site up soon for the Travel Angel ambassadors, people will be able to go and connect with you. And they can also go to your site, of course. But you are going to be one of the people that I really would want to do the kind of travel that I like, which is fulfilling travel, things that really, you know, uplift you, that inspire you, that renew you, that feel, then you come back, you feel like you've really had something that is life-changing. And I know that can happen in Sedona.
Oh, absolutely, yes, yeah.
And that I think is an important part of travel. A lot of people go to a place and they actually take time, so much more time than they ever take in their own backyard. And they're going ready to experience something new. But if you're doing it with your standardized tours, it's really, really hard to have that personalized experience, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, and I'm very excited and very honored to be presented in the project. And yes, absolutely. I believe traveling is such a powerful tool to help us in a deep spiritual way that, you know, just looking at it from, you know, astrological perspective, you switch locations, you have different, you know, astrocartography affecting you. You have the, like the same astrology coming from the earth, like here in Sedona, you have very strong energy affecting you as well. You may have things come up that you don't normally get to face. There's just so much that can happen. And of course, this beauty that inspires you to, you know, the beauty that you see outside in this beautiful world also inspires you to go on an inward journey. This is what my work is all about. It's not about the outside, which is, I mean, it is beautiful. To me, nature is divine art in its highest form.
Yeah.
But that really inspires you to go inward and really, really connect to the beauty within and really connect to that divine guidance, that flow of intuition and daily inspiration.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why I love the name One Tribe Tours, because indeed we are all one. And I know that when we travel, we really do find that. We discover that more and more. And the more you travel, the more you realize when you look in someone else's eyes that there is this unity and that we can understand another person. Even if we don't speak the language, we can look at their eyes and smile. And one smile is the same everywhere, right?
Yes, well, I mean, perfect example is my daughter. She doesn't speak any language so far, but you know, the look in her eyes, the smile on her face. I mean, it's just the nonverbal communication. And of course, when you go travel and you meet people that just to raise those borders, which are, I mean, they're just agreements in the first place.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to call you, what's the best number to reach you, Daniel?
Probably would be 928-451-4851.
That's 928-451.
4851.
4851. And of course, OneTribeTours.com will tell you about the various retreats you can do where you can pick your own hotel, and then Daniel will arrange everything else that you do specialized to your needs during the time you stay there. Or you can do just do it as a one-day tour, and he'll take you to some very special spots. And I have to say, I've gone to quite a few of the power spots, and I have some of my favorites. But as you said, I mean, someone else may, you know, have a special energy that is different. One of my favorites was the Kachina one back there down towards the Enchantment Inn, you know, down Boynton Road. I like that one very much. And
oh, yes, that's a very special place for sure.
I always like walking around Red Rock, the Bell Rock. Bell Rock is it's very nice around there.
Very nice, yeah. It's very like meditative. That's actually one of the spots I really like to do some yoga.
Ah, yeah. Very nice. And another one I found, I've been there twice, but last time I just loved it, is Crescent Moon Ranch back there.
Absolutely beautiful place as well. Yes, Crescent Moon is very beautiful.
Because it's by the stream, right?
Sunset. Yeah, it's right by Oak Creek, yep.
By Oak Creek, and you can go back there and see the red rocks reflected in the water. And there's all these stones that have been placed. I forget the name for them, and they do it when you do stone placements, one on top of another.
Yeah, well, they're just they're cairns, and I know
cairns, yeah.
They're very significant. It's a kind of a ceremony for the Japanese people that they do with those. But you know, everybody does it with a different intention. Some people just do it because they've seen a few and they like them and they put them together. But it becomes, you know, it's that equilibrium. You know, every single rock that you place on top of the other, there needs to be that you know, that equilibrium that it can stay there, and it's. I mean, this is what a lot of people are looking for. I mean, it's really an interesting analogy, but I mean, that's what a lot of people really would want to gain from their Sedona, is getting that balance. And this is what Sedona is very capable of definitely helping people with.
Well, Daniel, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for calling in from Sedona today. Give my best to all the wonderful people there. And I hopefully we'll get a chance to meet again soon. And a big aloha to you.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure talking to you. And I'm looking forward to talking to you in the future.
Aloha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.